We'll do a review in Lakutei Sichas in Chelek Chav Beis, Volume 22, the second Sicha for the Parshas Kedoshim. This is a Rashi Sicha, and after the Rebbe asks many questions at the simple Pshat in the verse, it says by after the Orla, the 3 years, and the 4th year of Netarivai, Bashona Chamishis, the Pasuk seems to say that Hashem is going to give them a reward, Lohoisif Lochem Tvuosoi. So after the Rebbe asks many questions, that Lohoisif Lochem Tvuosoi seems like a reward, and the Rebbe explains, comes up with the novelty that in this pasuk actually lohisif lachem tvu osoy is actually part of the purpose of the mitzvah. It's not a reward. That answers all the multitude of questions that the Rebbe presents here. We'll go step by step in the pshat, in the simple pshat, and how there are so many difficulties in the few Rashis on this verse, and how everything is answered smoothly with the new approach of the Rebbe, what the Parsha means. Well, let's look inside and we'll go step by step. Aleph. Nachdem wie die Teure sagt an dem Din von Orla und Kerem Revai, after the Torah instructing about the laws of the Orla, that's the first 3 years in which you cannot take part of the fruit, and then the Kerem Revai, what takes place on the 4th year, and that's going to be the special fruit that you bring into Yerushalayim. State in Pasik, so then it states in the verse, Ubashona Hachamishi is Toichlu es period. And on the 5th year, you will eat the fruits, Lehoisif Lochem Tevuosei, to add for you in the produce, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God, your God. This is the pasuk. And there's several Rashis that the Rebbe is going to quote over here and ask the difficulty in the simple meaning when we approach it, and then the Rebbe will answer it. Is Rashi Maitik Diverter Lohisif Lochem Tvuosei? So Rashi quotes from the verse, from the pasuk, the words lahoisif lachem tvoosei, to add to you the grain. Un mefadish, and Rashi explains, or to add to you the produce, and Rashi explains hamitzvah hazois shetishmeru. This mitzvah that you observe, that you keep, tia, that will be lahoisif lochem tevuosei, to add to you the produce. The mitzvah that you keep of the orla, the netar revai, is going to be for you to add to you to the produce. Rashi says, shebisechoro, for its reward, I will bless for you the fruits of the plantings. That's the Rashi. So the Pashtus learned men, simply we learn this, as Rashi kumt bavornen, that what Rashi is coming to caution us here. As the verter lehoisif lochem tevu osoi, these words to add to you the produce, zayne nit ahemshech dovuk, it is not a continuation, it's not connected to u bashona hachamishis toichlu es pirioi, that the 5th year you will eat the fruits, that's already not a mitzvah to observe that you get a reward. That's already part of what takes place after observing the mitzvah of the 3rd and 4th year. So therefore, when the pasuk says lahoisif lochem tvoosei, to add to you from the produce, is not a flow, continuation, connected to Ubashona hachamishis toichlu aspiryo. On the fifth year, you will eat the fruit, and because you'll eat the fruit, that's why it will be to add. Vavipas tzuzogun, because how does it fit to say, as sulib toichlu aspiryo, that in order for you to eat the fruit, vetzayin der schar, there is going to be the reward, to add to you the produce. That's already, that's not a mitzvah that they're not doing. On the contrary, that's something which they're already eating the fruit, and so there's no reward. We can't say that eating the fruit is going to be are rewarded for that. So what Rashi is coming to tell you, Nordos is dovuk to the Friirdike psukim, but rather this is connected to the previous psukim. Voesretzich wegen Shmiras HaMitzvahs, in which it discusses keeping the mitzvahs. It says, HaMitzvah HaZois SheTishmo, Tishmo, the mitzvah, this mitzvah that we spoke about in the previous psukim, that you will keep, that will be the reward to add to you tevua for the mitzvah that you kept. That is the pashat. But the Rebbe says the lengthy Rashi explanation doesn't really fit with just saying this. It is not understood the lengthy language in Pirush Rashi, in Rashi's commentary. It would seem that he should have said it shortly, briefly, similar as the Eben Ezra says, when it says to add, to increase your produce, is davuk im kodesh hilulim. It's connected. The pasuk says kodesh hilulim. So already even the fourth year. So after the fourth year, lahoisiv lochem tvos ukayotzva, something similar. Oder viin Rashbam, or as we find in the Rashbam, lahoisiv lochem tvosoi. It says over there lekach tisku. You are going to merit to have the abundance, the increase of produce, im tasu kasher tzivesi, if you do as I commanded. So it's a little bit difficult to understand the lengthy pirush in Rashi. Unafilu az mevet ein taitchen bedeche godl. Even if you're going to interpret, this would be great difficulty. You're going to say, squeeze in, as Rashi will euch klar machen dem Pirush von Lohoisiv Lochem Tvoosei. Rashi is also trying to tell us what does it mean, Lohoisiv Lochem Tvoosei, that it goes on the previous. Ados meint as bischora ani mevorech lochem pedus hanetius, that as a reward I am going to bless you the fruits of your plantings. Rashi could have said it shortly, briefly, lahoisiv lochem tvoosoi, to add the tvoa bischar hamitzvah hazois ani mevorich lochem peris hanetius, as a reward for this mitzvah, I'll bless for you the fruits of the planting, instead of Rashi going through the starting a mitzvah hazois shetishmeru tia lahoisiv lochem tvoosoi. This is an extra language, as we will see that according to the Rebbe's answer, everything fits in perfectly. Here the Rebbe says, "Vos is the arichas vekefel haloshin in Rashi? What is the meaning of this length and duplicate language in Rashi?" HaMitzvah HaZois SheTishmeru, this mitzvah that you keep is LaHoisiv Lochem Tvoosoi, that is in order to increase the produce. And then Rashi follows this up on the Noch, Shebischora ani mevorech lachem peides hanetiyos, as a reward I will bless you the fruits of the plantings. That's the first issue with the Rashi. And then there is some specific questions within the language of Rashi. Base. There's also some more, many questions that we can question in the language that Rashi uses, umayhem, and from them, amongst them, is Aleph. Rashi writes, Hamitzvah Hazois Shetishmeru Chulo. Vos is the Hisofas Hadiuk Hazois? What is Rashi adding to specificity by saying this mitzvah zois? As Rashi vold gizok shetishmeru hamitzvah. If Rashi would have said that you just keep the mitzvah ukayoytzaboy, or similar under hadgosha hazois without emphasizing this, vold men euch gewusst as es retzich wegen der mitzvah vos wegen ira der posik. We would already know that we are discussing this mitzvah about which the pasuk is talking about. Why do we need to say hamitzvah hazois, this emphasis? And then Rashi seems to change from the lashon of the pasuk base. Rashi says ani mevorech lachem, because of this mitzvah I'm going to bless peides hanetiyos, the fruits of the plantings. Why is Rashi changing the language of the verse which says the produce says tvuosei, and Rashi changes it to the fruits of the plantings? Afilo if Rashi darba vorenen, even if Rashi needs to caution us and tell us as the taich fun tvuosei do, that what does it mean the produce over here? Because we're talking about fruits, we're not talking about grain. So therefore, the translation of the word tvuasi here, do is nit tvuas asode, we're not talking about the produce of the field, which would mean grain, nor nitiya sakenem, but we're talking about plantings of the orchards, we're talking about fruit. Oka haschola so'inyan, as the beginning of the subject matter, when it's the pasuk begins with orlo, says clearly, unetatem kol eitz machel, you will plant all fruit trees. Hot Rashi gedav zogon bekitzer, Rashi should have said shortly, mevorich lochem apedus, he will bless you the fruits. So you know we're not talking about grain, now we're talking about fruit. Or he should have said, oder hanetiyas, mevorich lochem hanetiyas. Vos is der kefil haloshen? What is the duplicate language of peides hanetiyos? The fruits of the planting. And we will see how in the Rebbe's answer, every word is very specific and precise. Number three, Gimel. Ois Gimel. The Rebbe is going to continue with the next Rashi. Vaiter is Rashi Mamshich. Rashi continues further on. Hoye Rabbi Akiva, Oime Rabbi Akiva would say, Dibra Toiro Keneged Yetzer Hara, that this, the Torah is talking about the evil inclination. And that's why the Torah writes over here about this extra blessings that they will have, and the produce is, the Rabbi Akiva says, this is talking towards the Yetzer Hara. Shalo Yemer Odom, a person shouldn't say, Hare arbe shonim ani mitzta'er boy. For 4 years, I have been pained with this field, chinam in vain. Couldn't eat and enjoy the harvest of these fruit for 4 years. Lefikach nemar, that's why the pasuk says, Lahoisif lochem tvoosei, that this is to bring you the blessing, additional of the produce. Tzulivos brengt Rashi the maimer from Rabbi Akiva. Why do Rashi have to bring the saying of Rabbi Akiva? Lerne Meforshim, so Meforshim explained this, As the mitfar enfert Rashi, that Rashi is answering by bringing this from Rabbi Akiva. For Voshteit, Rashi answers, why is Voshteit der Schar Nogdem viu bashona chamishis toich ugoimer? Why is it written after the Pasuk already talks about the 5th year you will eat? That's where the Torah decided to write down about the reward for the keeping these mitzvahs. Unit frier bashmiras mitzvahs. Why isn't it written earlier when you keep the mitzvah during Orlo, during and that the Revi, the Pasuk says, so over there the Pasuk should have tell us the blessing. That's why you get the reward. Not the Pasuk brings it down after it says Bashona Chamishis. When you're eating the fruit already, bring Rashi Maim Rabbi Akiva. So Rashi therefore brings the saying of Rabbi Akiva. Adreschar kum der far, that the reward we get because was arba shonim anim etzayir bechinom, that for 4 years the person says that he's in pain and vain from all the work for the field, he doesn't get anything from it. Was der odom halt sich op von essen, the peiris bishona chamishis, and the person is holding back, can't eat the fruit till he comes to the 5th year, and this is the meaning of v'ochi ka'omar. So what the pasuk is telling you, that's why we bring down the Rabbi Akiva. This that you eat it b'chamishis bilvad. The fact that we're telling you that you can eat it just on the 5th year alone, v'loy chulu, but not on the 3rd and the 4th year. Yiyalahoisiv. This is in order to bring you addition, and that's why it comes at the end. Aber der pirush is not glatik. This interpretation is not smooth. Well. Das was der Schar Mitzvah steht nicht frier. The question, why doesn't it give you the reward of the mitzvah? Why isn't it not stated earlier in the Pasuk? Is melechatchila kein shailanit im shuto shel mikra. In the simple, literal level of the Pasuk, it's not a question why it's not mentioned earlier. Bederach klal, because in general, dort, wo es wird gesagt in Teure des Schar Mitzvah, where the Teure does record, does tell you about the reward of the Mitzvah, steht es b'siyum ha'inyan, it actually states it at the end of the subject. Well, derech ze b'inyonenu, so similarly in our case. Frier, far ending the Teure alle prote ha'mitzvahs. First, the Teure ends all the details of the Mitzvahs. Wieder Odom darf sich führen mit seiner Peters, how the person needs to conduct themselves with his fruit, that Sholei Shonim Lo Yechal, that for 3 years he can't, Lo Yechal, for 3 years he can't eat it. So that's, the Torah concludes that. And after that, and then it says, Ubashon Harvi is year called Piriyei Kodesh, and on the 4th year the fruit should all be holy. And still, you have to bring it up. Yerushalayim, it's holy. You cannot just consume it. Unazdavke nochdem, and only specifically after you went through the 3rd and the 4th year, ubashona chamishis on the 5th year, meg zayin, it is allowed to be toichlu as period. Now you're free to eat the fruit. Unazdenoch. And only afterwards wird ongesogt schar ha-mitzvah. Then they tell you what's the reward for the mitzvah. Was der Eberste wird geben der Far? Was der Eberste wird der Far geben? What Hashem will give for this is lohoisiv lochem tvoosu, to add to the produce. So, there's not a problem. We don't need Rabbi Akiva. We don't need any answer to that. And it would seem simply understood. And also besides that, the Rebbe always says, Rashi quoting the name of the author, whoever said this statement, is also for a reason. Otherwise, Rashi just brings it down, the statement, without quoting the name. We also need to have an explanation Was Rashi brings them inyan b'tziruf shem emre. Why Rashi brings this down by adding who is the one that said it? Was v'geret fil mol, as we had spoken many times. Rashi tudos nor dort v'dos is meisiv in havonas apirush. Rashi only does this, add the name to the author, when it gives a understanding, it adds to understanding the commentary. And Rashi doesn't just say here, Rabbi Akiva said it, but Rashi says, Hoyer Rabbi Akiva, which means he would say it all the time, or Nochmer. In Dem Gufa is Rashi Medayik, Rashi emphasizes that Hoyer Rabbi Akiva Omer, this is what he would say on a regular basis, as Rabbi Akiva, Flecht ständig sagen dem Maimer, he would continuously say the statement. Was geht zu die Hadgoshin Avonis Einyan? What does this emphasis that he would always say this, how does this help us understand this subject matter? Dalut. In the Maimer Gufa, was Rashi bringt von Rabbi Akiva. Now the Rebbe is going to question the actual wording in the statement that Rashi brings for Rabbi Akiva. Is nicht verstandig, it's not understood. As I know, do, kama v'kama mitzvahs, there are many and many mitzvahs, by welche Torah zokton, dem schar ha-mitzvah, by which the Torah instructs us the reward for the mitzvah. Or Rashi is by zeinit mefadesh, Rashi doesn't explain when those mitzvahs are mentioned in the pasuk, the reward, as der tam was Torah is maftiach schar ha-mitzvah, that the reason why the Torah promises the reward for the mitzvah is keneged yetzer hara, this is corresponding and sort of an answer to the yetzer hara. As if to say, the hainu, as lu leidem schar, had it not been for this reward, uved der yetzer hara nit losen mekayim zayin the mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara would not allow for fulfillment this mitzvah. From wann is der Hechrech? Where do we know this from? How do we have the proof? As davke der schar is anders von an anders schar mitzvah, that this is different, this reward is different than the reward of the other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, we're just giving you a reward. And here, the reward is because otherwise you would not do it. And this has specifically been said to offset, to be corresponding to the Yetzer. Why can't we say just the person deserves the reward? Since he pained himself in vain for 4 years, that's why he deserves the reward. Why can't we just say it very simply without having to add that this is for the Yetzer Hara? The Rebbe brings another case in which the Rashi brings down that is keneged the Yetzer Hara, which is the halacha of Yifas Toya. So Bishloima, we understand by the parsha from Yifas Toya, where the Torah allows to marry the captive woman that you brought in from captivity, is muvan. Was Rashi zokt over there, we understand this that Rashi says. You shall take her for yourself as a wife. So Rashi teaches over there as loy dibra Torah lo keneged yetzer hara. The Torah over there is only talking to offset against the yetzer hara. Over there, we understand why Rashi has to say it. Bal virashi is mevayer, as Rashi explains. Im ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira, if Hashem is not going to permit her for the person to marry her, he's going to marry her anyways, but it will be with a prohibition. It will be against the Torah, so the Torah makes an allowance. Thus haste, so what does this really mean? as bi etzem voltas gidav zayin adover ha'osur. In essence, this should have been something which is prohibited. Nor hakodesh baruch hu matira, but it's Hashem permits it. Ubemeila an inyan vosis muchach metoicha. So therefore, this idea you can see from itself. This was said only to offset the Yetzirah, because had it not been to offset the Yetzirah, we would not allow it. We're only allowing it to offset the Yetzirah. That's the exception, but generally, is inyan schar for a mitzvah, the idea to give reward for a mitzvah, gefindman befedish in Torah bakama vakama mitzvahs kinal. We find it in the Torah by many and many mitzvahs, as mentioned earlier. Und das ist ein Yisoid benegeit zu mitzvahs. This is actually a basis as it relates to the performance of mitzvahs. Adr Eberster gitzchar mitzvahs, that Hashem gives payment, reward for mitzvahs. Is favos is oizgitel der schar. So why are we distinguishing and making this reward for the mitzvah of Orlo Kerem Revai? For the mitzvah of Orlo Kerem Revai, as Dafke Eris Gizogimon Keneged Yetzer Hora, that why are we telling you the reward for Orlo Kerem Revai? This is to offset the Yetzer Hora. Why these two mitzvahs specially? And then another Rashi further, hey, weiter stellt sich Rashi, if the Verte further Rashi places himself on the words Ani Hashem, what is Mefarish? Ani Hashem amavtiach al kach, I Hashem who promises you about this. V'ne'emon lishmer haftachosi, I am trustworthy to keep my promise. Isn't it move on? So what's not understood here? The Loshon HaRogel bePirush Rashi b'Kigoyin Do is b'Kitzer. The common language of Rashi in a similar situation is, in short, Nemon l'shalem schar, I am trustworthy to pay the reward. Instead of a whole long Rashi over here, just should say, b'Kitzer, I am trustworthy to pay reward. Pavos is Rashi Do. Why is Rashi prolonging in a long language? Ani Hashem hamavtiach al kach. It is I, Hashem, who promises this. V'nemon lishmer haftachosi, and I can be. I'm trustworthy to keep my promise. This is a long language. I, Hashem, that is promising. It's nemon, I believe to my promise. Nochmer, nit nor is es anariches aloshin. Not only this is a long language, norech hashinu, but it's actually a change. Nit nemon l'shalim schar. It's not I am trustworthy to pay the reward, nor nemon lishmon haftachosi. I'm trustworthy to keep my promise. V'oid, and further difficulty is Rashi's mishane eich fun zayn frir dikun loshin binyoneinu. Also in the previous language in this subject, Rashi says Shabischoro Anim Vorechulu. Rashi just said before, the first Rashi that we quoted, that the Rebbe started off with, is it says, because the reward I blessing you. And Rashi doesn't say here, Nemo Lishalm Schar, Uzoktarin von Haftocha. I promise and I'm going to keep my promise. Why does Rashi change it into that from what he himself has used earlier, the word, the lashon of sechar, which would be the common way to say nemon to pay the reward? So now the Rebbe begins the explanation. We can say, what is the explanation in this Rashi's, in all these Rashi's that we have just discussed? The Shaila in Posik, the question in this verse, was Rashi kommt veranführen, which Rashi is coming to answer here, Bipirushay, in his commentary, is nit benegeya dem ort von de Werter. It's not related to the place of where these words lo'isiv lachem tva'osei, to add to the produce, was placed. Okay, now Siv Gimel, as earlier discussed in Siv Gimel, azim shuta shel mikra, that in the literal sense of learning the pasuk, it does milchatchila kein kashin. It to begin with, this is not a problem. It's not a question. But what is Rashi's problem? Not in the pirush hatevis, in the meaning, the translation, how to interpret the words. If the Torah would have just meant plainly to tell us the reward of the mitzvah, then it should have stated similarly as it states in other places, so that he would add the ketuvah. And I will add the produce. Similar lashon. The lashon lahoisiv lachem tvaase belamed bitchilosa. The language lehoisiv lachem tvaase, which begins with a lamed in the beginning, vice that points ados is der mekuvan and tachlis from their mitzvah. That this is the intent, and that's the goal of the mitzvah. For 3 years not to be eaten. And on the 4th year, the whole the fruit should be goimer. Is kidei lahoisiv lachem tvaase, in order to add for the produce. Al derech. Similar. Zocheres yom hashabbos lekatchoy. Was there lekatchoy to sanctify? Is not a schar. It's not a reward. Nor the matora und der tachl und tachlis from the mezocher, but the goal and the end purpose of remembering zocher, remember to sanctify. The fun is Rashi machriach. From this Rashi has the proof, as the pshat in posik is that the meaning of the posik is hamitzvah hazois. Shetishvaru, this mitzvah that you keep, tia lohisif lochem tvoase. This will be, this is what's going to add to the produce. Choch as bichlal, darpe mekayim zayin a mitzvah. Generally, we need to perform a mitzvah, the farvos azoi, hoderebishter gehasen, because this is what Hashem instructed. Aber by der mitzvah, zok Torah, by this mitzvah, Torah says, as ir shmire is mek zayim melchatchila, to keep this mitzvah, it's allowed to, and to begin with, mider kavone lohoisiv lochem tvoosoy, to add to the produce. This is actually allowed, and this is actually the goal. Und das ist, was Rashi is meirich, and this is why Rashi adds to it. Und das ist, was Rashi ist, meirich bilshoyne, de werter lahoisiv lochem tvoase. And this is why Rashi adds in his language these words to add to the process. Seine nit kein onzog of dem schar hamitzvah. This is not a instruction for the reward of the mitzvah, nor the teure red do beiker. The Torah really mostly talks about here about the intent of the person. As a to the mitzvah, he's doing the mitzvah. That is in order to add to the produce. Kumtois. As in Pirush Rashi, so that it turns out that in Rashi's commentary, there is two matters expressed over here. Aleph, number one, der pirush von lahisiv lachem tvoasoi. What does it mean, lahisiv lachem tvoasoi? Is as doretzich wegen kamonas ha'odom. We're talking about here about the intent of the person. That's number one. Un as doretzich the umbeis. The reason we keep the mitzvah, so this should be to add the tvua. And number two, based their tam, how is the person able to think in such a way? Because here Hashem instructed b'miyuchat. Especially, there's a special instruction over here that as ervet zayin, as azoyvet zayin bepoil, that this is what is actually going to be in actuality. Shebischora ani mivorech lochem peiros hanitiyos. As a reward, I will bless for you the fruit of the plantings. So this is the reasoning that how is it possible to do so, because this is what the Eibishter has instructed, that he's going to b'schuzeh, he's going to bless the peiros hanitiyos zayin. Based on this, the question arises, ben lohisiv lochem tvoosiv old gemeinder onzog. If it would have meant the instruction to the reward of the mitzvah, vold king kashin nit given was the vertestein besima in kinal, then there would not be a question, why is it said written at the end of the subject? Because this is the way the Rebbe showed before, that the reward of the mitzvahs are many times written, all the time written at the end of the mitzvah. But here, it's not just that this is the reward. This is the purpose and the goal of the mitzvah. Oberloit, and the intent of the person when doing the mitzvah. Oberloit, Pirush Rashi. Ados batzitzich beiker tzukavonas odem beis kim shmiris ha-mitzvahs. That this refers to mainly to the intent of the person at the time that he fulfills, he keeps this mitzvah. This should have been stated next to, close by to the words that talk about keeping the mitzvahs, which says loy ye ochel midir kavone lohisiv lachem tvoase. It shouldn't be eaten, and you have the intent at the time that you're not eating it in order to add to the grain. That's the goal of the mitzvah. So Rashi answers this by changing the language of the pasuk. Instead of writing to us, the fruits of the planting, the fact that the Torah places the words to add to the produce after the fifth year, that the Torah says when you start eating the fruit, will der pasuk on daiten. The pasuk means to point out oifen habrocha, the way the blessing will take place. Der pshat in lohisiv lochem tvoosei. The meaning to add to the grain is nit nor as der eibishter vet gebem atoisus brocha. It's not just that the eibishter Hashem will give additional blessing. In der tzmicha und wuchs von de peiros, in the growth and the sprouting of the fruit, not as euch noch dem, but also that after vi as well und euch wachsen de peiros hanitiyos, after the fruits of the plantings will already grow up, von shona hachamishis of the fifth year, zayin di grei zu teichlu es period to eat the fruit, that also then that in ze gufa chal zayin, then in them itself it will rest the birchas Hashem. The blessing will be ba'ifun shalay sofa v'ribui. It will be in a way of addition and multiplying. Ani mevarich lechem peiros hanitiyos, the fruits that were planted not before fruit is growing, but as the fruits are growing, they're already planted. They're fruits of the plantings. There's going to be a blessing in there. Al derech v'Rashi zokt in parshas Bahar. This is similar to what Rashi is saying in the portion of Bahar. Af b'toych hama'ayin tehei bebrocha. That also within the intestines there will be a blessing, which means in the fruit already that has already grown over there too, there will be a blessing. So that's why it is written in this place at the end, because the blessing is in the Peiros Hanitiyos, and that's why it's in the end. Ches, as bleibt aber nicht verstandig, but it still remains not understood. Mit was ist die Mitzvah anders von alle anderen Mitzvahs? Why is this Mitzvah, with what is this Mitzvah different than all other Mitzvahs? Was darf ich bei ihr? It's only by this Mitzvah. Is Aleph, number one, Torah zogt on, Torah instruct on, men meg milachatchile mekayim zayin the mitzvah, that to begin with, you couldn't observe this mitzvah, kidei lohoysiv lochem tvoasi. That's the purpose of the mitzvah, to add to the produce, that you're allowed to do so, it's for this goal, and the purpose, lohoysiv lochem tvoasi. In Beis, and the other thing, the schar atzme is anders, with the schar von andere mitzvahs, also the reward is different than other mitzvahs. In an oifen shaloi berach, in an uncomparable way, this is much greater. Abroche in Peiros Hanitiyos canal, you get a blessing in the fruits that have already been planted, and in there is going to be the broche. Why is that? Bring der farashi the maimer for Rabbi Akiva. That's why Rashi brings the saying of Rabbi Akiva. Dibra toira kenegi yitzahore. The toira speaking against and to offset the Yitzhahara Shalo Yemer Odom Chulu, a person shouldn't say. Since it's very difficult to fulfill this mitzvah, because a person can argue, Arba Shonim Ani Mitztayer Boy. For 4 years, I am paining myself with planting and taking care of this plantings. Chinom in vain. That's why it has been therefore permitted. So to offset against the Yitzhahore, so habun in zinan dem schara mitzvah beis kiyuma, to have in mind the reward of the mitzvah at the time that you do the mitzvah. Unkadei zu bafridikun dem Yitzhahore, and in order to satisfy the Yitzhahore is that Eibishter maftiach haschar shalo yaderech harogil. Hashem promises a reward which is unusual, not in the usual way. Well, Pizei is verstandig bepashtus. So now we understand simply was Rashi is the noch mamshich, that Rashi later on continues. Ani Hashem, the Rashi says, Ani Hashem amavtiach akach v'neman lishman avtachos. I promise for this, and I am trustworthy to keep my promise. Do is nit maspik der zirus neman l'shalom schar. Here the encouragement of that I am trustworthy to pay reward the ba'andre mitzvahs isn't sufficient. Ayois adoretzcha vegna mitzvah. Since we're talking about a mitzvah, was there odom tut melechat chile shem schora. To begin with, he's doing it for the reward. Unlulei dem volde yitzahore ois gefirt, and if not for this special promise or for allowing to do this for this char, so the Yitzhahara is gefirt, then the Yitzhahara would have won out, nit zu der lozen zu mekayim zayin the mitzvah, he would not allow to fulfill the mitzvah. The river is though der pirush von ani havaye, so that's why we hear, what is the meaning of ani havaye hamaftiach al kach, v'nema lishmer haftachosi, he promises for there, and he is going to be trustworthy, he's trustworthy to keep his promise. Is thus maspik, this is sufficient as euch die Yetzirah soll muzum maskim sein euch von kiyum hamitzvah, that also the Yetzirah should have to agree for the observance of this mitzvah because of this difficulty. And here we need to have the promise of Hashem that he trusts, and that is going to help and be sufficient to do the mitzvah. Oistes. By a Talmid Mamulach Kenzucha Bedevek and Hashayla, by a sharp student, can still come up with a question. Vikumtes, how come as mizol by der mitzvah azoyful mishanazayim from all the mitzvahs, by this mitzvah we should change so much from all the mitzvahs? Matir machen, that you permit to upit l'shem schar, to do it for the purpose of a reward. Under tzunach maftir sein, and on top of that, not just to allow for reward, you promise over here aschar bilti tiviv rogel klal, a non-natural and a non-common reward at all. The paidus nitiyas should actually be blessed. Und das alts zu libeinem, and this is all for one. Why the purpose? Was is in azash val hamatzuv? He's in such a low level. As der einzige Weg zu poilen of him, that the only way to impact him is to bavorne connect the Yetzahore. You have to caution against his offset the Yetzahore. So how come? Rashi says, that this is said by Rabbi Akiva. Bosot gizokt, who said, v'hafto l'reyacho kamoicho, love thy fellow, ze klal godl batoiro, that's an important rule of the Torah. And oich, is Rabbi Akiva given der was, also Rabbi Akiva was the one, hoyerogil zakeses Yisrael. He would always find the merit for the yin. Und loit shittes Rabbi Akiva, and according to the view of Rabbi Akiva, as gefinnen as chus of yedin idin and proven him helfen, that to find the merit and to try to help him is a klal godel b'toyre, it's an important principle of the Torah. Is move on, so we understand favos Torah farnemt sich mit jeden Yidden, why Torah occupies itself with every Yid, bei vornt euch azah was darf onkumen, and also cautions someone who needs to come on to dibra Torah connect the Yetzirah, that we need the Torah to offset the Yetzirah, so we're going to deal with such a Yid also. It's because Rabbi Akiva, because that is what Rabbi Akiva stands for, that's his view, to be mezaken, to care about every Yid. But Rashi says, the Bayez Rashi Medayik Hoyo Rabbi Akiva Omer. Wasn't just that he said it, but he would commonly say it all the time. As a reflect the Maimer Nochanan Chazron, he would continuously recite this saying, Nochanan Chazron, continuously repeat this. Was does Bavais, that shows as in them bavor in their bavornish from dibra Torah connected the Yetzirah, that in cautioning this, that the Torah speaks to offset the Yetzirah, Tzcharoiz Gizokt Azach, that expressed a matter was is b'miyuchet farbundun mit mehusse malosse shel Rabbi Akiva, which is specifically tied with the essence and the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. Und der Fahr hat dafke Rabbi Akiva gechazer wegen der größte Telos davon. That's why it's specifically Rabbi Akiva who reviewed always the great benefit of it. Rabbi Akiva, der erste 40 Jahre von seinem Leben, for the first 40 years of his life, nicht gelernt kein Teure, he didn't learn Teure. Erst dann, only later on, wenn man hat ihm zugesagt, Schar, when he was promised reward, if he's going to study Torah, is it going to learn Torah? That's when he went to learn Torah. Kumtois. So it turns out as by Rabbi Akiva is given kein the matzev. It was similar to this situation of for 4 years I'm in pain and vain. Sein gehen lernen Torah is given verbunden. To go study Torah was associated mit der Wegwerfen der erste 40 Jahre von seinem Leben, to throw away the first 40 years of his life durch ein gehen lernen Torah. By going to study Torah, is madgish, he emphasizes as the Friedrich Jorn, that the previous years seinen mit Steyr Bechinam, sie seinen umsiste Jorn, their years in vain. Und is gegangen lernen Torah zu lieb Aschar, and he went to study Torah for Aschar. And yet, he was successful in the study of Torah with such a great, wondrous success, the ilu nailu kolkach, and to such a great advantage, vizas kulu alibed Rebbe Akiva, that all these studies and all the rabbis who are giving over the halacha, they're all going by the view of Rabbi Akiva. On the river, therefore Rabbi Akiva would say divre toira, because this was a similar to this was his own situation. By the promising of reward that Aaron gave learning Torah, he started to learn Torah. And at the end, he reached his level of who Rabbi Akiva was. Yud, as is over Nochalz, need glatik bepnimis and yoni, but still in the inner meaning of things, still not so smooth. Soif, soif, in the end of the day, is the neutikait von dibra teure keneged the Yetzirah. This importance, the Torah speaks to offset the Yetzirah, blois far mesei mispor von Eden, only for a very few in number of Yidden, welcha sein and gor bishval hamatzav, which are on a very low level. Pravos is the mitzvah ausgestalt geworden bei Ephraim Konzer. Why is this mitzvah set up in such a way for alle Yidden, for all Yidden? In an Eufem, was is matgish, in a way that emphasizes that Dibre Teure keneged the Yetzirah, that this is the Teure talking to offset the Yetzirah. Is the beer in them, the explanation, the Pirush HaPnimi in Dibre Teure keneged Yetzirah, the inner meaning that the Teure speaks against offsetting the Yetzirah, is as the mitzvah is in Yonah, that this mitzvah's idea was Teure wilder mit. Ibermachen dem Yetzirah. Torah wishes to change around the Yetzirah. Al derech v'hafto goymer b'chol levavcha b'shnei Yetzirecha. Similar to what we say, to love Hashem with all your heart, with both of your inclination. As the Yetzirah mitzad atzmoy. That Yetzirah on his own, zovel unton a mitzvah, should wish to do a mitzvah. Und der far, one of make the Yetzirah, the far is der schar von der mitzvah lohoysiv lochem tvuosei. The reward is to add the produce while davke durchem birur is habcha for Yetzirah, because it's specifically when you sort out and you turn around the Yetzirah nefesh abhamis, where the emissary sofa in kedusha, that brings the true addition in kedusha kidua hapirush, as known the interpretation of v'rav in v'rav tvuas b'koyach shoir. There's lots of grain in the power of the ox at the verav tvuis. There's lots of grain, lots of produce. Hoysof of ilurav v'kedusha, a addition and a great elevation when it comes to kedusha. Kum b'koyach shoyer, it comes from the force of the ox davke. Durchum biru for nefesh abahamis, through sorting out the animal soul. What is the reason for this? One of the reasons is while the Aveide is farbundun mitzar, it's a service, it's a work that is associated with pain. Aveide asaneshome mitzad atzmo, the service of the soul on its own is mitoich oinek, that is done with delight, with pleasure, of the Aveide from biru nefesh abahamis. But the service, the work to sort out the animal soul, fodert yigia, that requires effort to durbrechon dem helem vehester from nefesh abahamis, to break through the obscurity, the blockages of the animal soul durch hiskafia, by forcing yourself, subduing yourself. From the riber musfrir zayin der tzar von arba shonim. That's why you need the pain of the 4 years. Was the nefesh abahamis hot mit kinhano from the tvua, that the animal soul does not benefit of the produce. Durch der iskafia, and through this subduing, ber denoch is habche, brings about to turn things around. Bis es ver to it becomes lahoisif lochem tvu osay, to add to the produce, veraf tvu is bekoyach shoyer, the much of the produce that comes through the power of the ox. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Achrei Moshe Kedoshim Tovshin Chofches, and Shabbos Parshas Kedoshim Tovshin Lamed Vav.